So let's move on now and talk about novel agents. And again, I recommend you check out Dave's lecture where he goes through all kinds of really interesting new developments. So Dave, I picked out a couple of things. And one of the things that was most interesting is what you were talking about in terms of this antibody drug conjugate. And we are seeing antibody drug conjugates in a variety of cancers. Obviously, it's standard in lymphoma. We have brentuximab vedotin in breast cancer and HER2-positive disease. We have T-DM1 used all the time, antibody drug conjugate. And we're seeing them. We see there's one in bladder cancer, amazingly. But now we have this fascinating antibody drug conjugate that targets tissue factor. I don't know if you coined the term TV, but I can pronounce it. But anyhow, tisotumab vedotin. So what is tissue factor, Dave? And let's talk about TV.
You know, what's interesting is, and this is a good and bad thing, which is tissue factors really is ubiquitous, and it's located in the subendothelium, but has been associated with metastases, thrombosis in cancer, as well as higher stage and higher tumor burden. So we've seen that, and it's been tested in a number of solid tumors and shown that when you do have tissue factor present, that you have worse outcomes. And so it's been targeted with TV, with the active agent being MMAE, which is an antimicrotubulin. You've heard us talk about this, and Ursula and Mike and I have been intimately involved in another antibody drug conjugate, rituximab, which is against the folate receptor alpha, also with an active compound with the microtubulin inhibitor, though a different one. So, you know, when we look at these options, trying to deliver a concentrated cytotoxic effect directly to the cells, and we have this direct cytotoxic effect as well as a bystander effect, we hope. Some of the bystander effect is more of in question, and some of the importance of identifying these targets for the antibody drug conjugates. And that's one of the things we've learned with mirtuximab. You have to have high expression. Tissue factor in the TB studies is not being tested prospectively, but will be an interesting secondary objective as we look at these patients moving forward.
So, you know, these antibody drug conjugates, we know really you're trying to deliver a chemotherapy payload, but hopefully a lot more targeted. Can you talk about some of the trials that have been done and are being done with this agent, Dave, and kind of where you think it's heading?
So this is the original first-in-human trial, and based on which we call the 201 trial. Based on this, they did a cervical cancer expansion. But from that, and we saw some very interesting results with objective response rates, you know, in the 30% area. And you see here, again, this is the 201 trial. So 32% response rate unconfirmed. So about mid-20s for a confirmed partial response. But again, in recurrent one or two prior lines of therapy, up to three or more in this particular first-in-human trial, you see the clinical benefit, and clearly there's activity here. So we look at the 204 and 205 trials, which are the single-agent trials in recurrent cervical cancer, which has enrolled now about 100 patients in the single-agent trial and one to two prior therapies. That has completed enrollment. The combination, the 205 trial, which we also call GOG-3024, is looking at seven different arms, and the dose escalation phase is being complete, but the expansion phase continues to be enrolled also. And in that, we're looking at TV plus carboplatin or TV plus pembro in patients who have previously not been treated. So very novel group of patients here. So not utilizing the GOG-240, but looking at this interesting antibody drug conjugate. We're also looking in the recurrent one or two prior lines of therapy. So this would be second or third line. And with pembro, as I was saying earlier, trying to improve upon that response rates in pembro and antibody drug conjugates probably makes sense because of the side effect profile. But we're also looking at an alternative dosing schedule. So currently TV in both the cervical and ovarian cancer trials has been dosed at 3 weeks. And now we're looking at both of those disease sites dosing it at day 1, 8, and 15 on a 28-day cycle. And some of the early results of this look exciting with this more dose intensity, which we use, again, in paclitaxel, obviously another anti-microtubulin drug.
So, Chris, I'm just kind of curious what your thoughts are about this. Do clinic right now just using it as a single agent in people with, you know, progressive disease running out of options, do you think there's clinically meaningful benefit? Do you see this agent being moved up as per some of these trials that Dave was just talking about?
We can't get this drug off trial, but we do have the study open at UC Irvine. And so I can't imagine how this drug is not going to work. Again, if we follow the science, you know, bevacizumab in 240 worked because these tumors secrete VEGF. These tumors, cervical cancers, tissue factors ubiquitously expressed, just like David said, I'm sure this is going to work and I'm sure it's going to provide a clinically meaningful benefit in patients. But as far as our experience, we've got two patients on the study, no eye toxicity right now. They've all seen ophthalmologists. They're doing well. I don't know. I haven't scanned either of them, so I don't know whether they're responding, but I really believe this is going to work. I think this is a very promising strategy.
And again, obviously, they're different diseases, different agents. But again, thinking back to these other antibody drug conjugates, Johns Hopkins, they started using advanced disease. They have some people with relapse Hodgkin's who maybe are cured. I mean, a small number of them. Now it's first-line therapy of Hodgkin lymphoma combined with, you know, chemotherapy. And breast cancer, T-DM1, it started out same thing, advanced disease. Now it's adjuvant and neoadjuvant therapy in breast cancer.
Yeah, no question. The Cleopatra trial that was looking at the different.
That was pertuzumab.
That's right.
Anyhow, yeah, so many things going on in HER2 positive disease.